This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today we welcome back Bob Barnes, the co-founder of the Children's Hunger Project. Bob, thanks for coming in.
Oh, I'm delighted. I'm delighted to be here and tell your wonderfully large audience about the Children's Hunger Project.
Well, I know school just started, but you guys were busy throughout the summer. Do things kick up and get busier when school actually begins?
Oh, no question, because at that point we're actually delivering the food to our participating schools, which these items are then placed in the backpacks of kids that our teachers know are coming to school hungry on Monday mornings.
Okay, so tell us about the Children's Hunger Project.
Well, the Children's Hunger Project was founded a couple years ago. I am one of the co-founders along with Jean Eclair and Sam Jordan, friends of mine. We've been friends for a number of years, and we recognized a significant issue that relates to elementary school age kids in particular that are coming to school hungry on Monday mornings. So what we simply do and decided to do is to form this charity. We're a 501c3 charity. And what we simply do is follow a simple and basic 9-word business plan. 9 words. See a hungry kid, buy food, feed the kid. And our whole operation is as simple as those 9 words. We're efficient, we're cost-effective, and we raise money privately from individuals, corporations, and almost all the money goes towards the purchase of food, which we then package up, put on a styrofoam tray, wrap it in a saran wrap type of package, deliver it to the schools. The schools decide which children get the food. They're anonymous to us, and we are, to the degree that we can financially, solving this major, major hunger problem that exists here in Brevard County.
Okay, so tell us about the problem.
Well, to put it in proper context, in the United States of America, 17% of the children, 1 out of 6 kids, are perceived to be at risk of hunger. Risk of hunger is simply that they are on the free and reduced price lunch program. That is important because that meal program is the key indicator of hunger risk and poverty in a geographic area. So, having said that number of 17% in the United States, people have to realize that in Brevard County, not considered a poor county, that number, using the same criteria, is 45%. That's a number of monumental proportions. To make matters worse, we only deal in schools that have an exorbitant number of children that are on the free and reduced price lunch program, in excess of 70%. So there's a big problem out there. It's just that most people are not aware of the problem, and that's my job to tell them.
So how could people get involved?
Well, there are a number of ways. We are limited, quite frankly, only by money. People can go to the childrenshungerproject.org, our website, the childrenshungerproject.org. There's a place on our website where they can donate money, find out about donating food, which items we need, so they can have a food drive if they choose. They can volunteer to donate their time, helping us pack when we periodically have packing sessions. We have dozens and dozens of dedicated volunteers that just roll up their sleeves, and when we're packing, we're working up a sweat, but it's for a marvelous cause.
So how many children do you serve?
Initially, we started out providing food for 30 children each week. And then during this last school year, we were able to gather enough money. And by the end of the last school year, we were providing food packages for 317 children every single weekend. Fortunately for us, we've raised enough money, so we're able to start this school year with funding whereby we can feed over 500 children every single weekend during the entire school year. But our goal is much higher. Listen, you have to understand there's 73,000 elementary school age kids. 45% of them are on this meal program.
Wow. So you got a ways to go there.
We certainly do. We're happy to meet the challenge.
People can go to the website. They can volunteer their time. As you said, have a food drive. That's a really good idea, too. What else could they do?
Donate money. Tell other people about us. The more people know about us, the more the problem will get solved.
Get the word out there.
Yes.
As far as the schools, are there specific schools that you work with?
Yes. Currently, right now, we're involved with 12 schools. 9 of them are on the program right now. 3 more will be coming on board through a generous grant through the city of Palm Bay, and that will start probably in October.
Okay, just a rough idea. How much does it cost to feed a child for a week?
Well, each package of food that we put together, retail cost is $4. So for an entire school year, people can donate $150, and that $150 will pay for a package of food for a child each weekend during an entire school year.
Wow, so that's very reasonable,
it
$150.
Is. It is. Anyway, listen, we spend more than that a month on a cable TV or a cell phone package. We could feed a kid for an entire year for the cost of your cell phone package.
Well, Bob, you are doing great things, and I want to thank you for coming in, and hopefully we can help spread the word and get more people involved. Let's give them your website.
TheChildren'sHungerProject.org.
Bob, thank you so much for helping our children.
My pleasure.